His Bible, let's read together out loud, shall we? The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. I'm going to talk to you this morning about forgiving people, Dear God, thank you again for being a wonderful God. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us of our sins. If we've trusted you as our Savior, I thank you for the day, Lord, that your blood has washed away all our sins. And dear God, we may not understand the totality of this, and I still cannot grasp it totally. I remember the things that I've been forgiven. I remember the circumstances that I've been forgiven. But Lord, you say you have forgiven me of all of my sin. And Lord, I just pray that we pay attention this morning, and this would change our thinking and our minds and our consciences would be clear today. By just asking for forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for the folks here. Please bless, meet with us, dear Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. My Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Over and over in the Bible, God says not just that we've sinned, but that we're sinners. Not just that we're sinners, but that we're evil, we're wicked, that no man seeketh after God. And so it's only by God's grace that God has drawn us to him, opened our eyes, opened our hearts, and we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. At that moment of salvation, Jesus Christ forgave us of all of our sins. And it's an amazing thing. A person's happiness, if I can put it that way, a person's joy, a person's countenance, a person's position with Jesus Christ will depend on how forgiving and merciful they are to other people. Every single person, because all of us have sinned, are bumping into other sinners in our lives. Every single one of us, because we've sinned and because the people that we interact with have sinned, somewhere along the line, somebody's going to sin against us, against you. Somewhere along the line, you are going to sin against others. It is bound to happen if you're breathing, ladies and gentlemen. If you're living, it's bound to happen. And in order for the bond of perfection, which is charity, which covereth a multitude of sins, for a group of people or even a couple, two people or a few people or any association of people, a company of people, to gel and to work together and to get along is a necessary ingredient of mercy and forgiveness with everyone. Because all of us fall short. And all of us err, make mistakes, sin, do things that we regret, say things that we wish we could take back. None of us are innocent of those things. We're all guilty. And because of that, God at salvation has given us the one key ingredient that will make us get along with other believers, which is mercy and forgiveness. And God is very clear that in order for you to be right with God, the God who forgave you of all your sins, the God who has washed away all your sins, if for you to have the right kind of fellowship with God and have a clean slate with God, you must do to others or be with others what God has done to you or how God is with you, and that's being a merciful God, a forgiving God. Do you realize it's only by the grace of God that you and I are alive today? Do you realize it's only by the grace of God that you and I are in church today? Do you realize it's only by the grace of God that you and I, if we have any sanity, that we have that limited slice of sanity in our lives, amen? It's only by the grace of God. Nothing that we've ever done. It's only by the grace of God. God has allowed me to live. God has allowed me to be saved. God has allowed me to pastor. God has allowed me to do anything I've ever done for Jesus Christ. God has allowed that because God is a very merciful God. Amen. He's a very forgiving God. And God is not just a God of, as you say, you know, the second chance, but the third chance and the fourth chance and the fifth chance. And it's an amazing thing that when our patience would stop and we would run short of patience, God's arms are still outstretched still, amen? That if you're breathing, and if you're ever wondering, would God ever take me back? The answer is yes, ladies and gentlemen, God would take you back. Take your Bible, please, and turn with me to Matthew chapter number 9. I do not know how far I'm going to get this morning in this sermon on forgiveness. Obviously, you're not going to be able to cover it all in just 45 minutes to an hour, whether it's this morning, tonight, but we're gonna proceed and go as far as we can. Matthew chapter number 9, starting in verse number 1. Matthew chapter number 9 and verse number 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins.